Well, hello there, and welcome to Ask Allie, your go-to source of amazing life advice with a metaphysical twist. I'm Allie, the host of the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts. That's right, since 2005, I've been helping people just like you navigate the mystical world of self-discovery, spiritual growth, and exploration. Today is Monday, March 4th, 2024, and I'm so excited you're tuning in to give me a listen. If you love this episode and want to learn more, please head over to outofbodyecstasy.com. You'll find many resources and information there, including how to book a reading with me. And don't forget, if you're feeling extra generous, please subscribe and give this episode a 5-star rating. Leave a review or share it with 3 friends. Together, we can create a community of like-minded spiritual individuals working toward creating a better life for ourselves and others. This is season 19. This is episode number 8. We have a new moon in Pisces coming up here on Sunday, March 10th. And I keep forgetting to tell you guys. I don't know why I keep forgetting. I am going to be at Maria Shaw's Fair. Where is it? Let me pull up my calendar. From March 22nd to the 24th. And I think it's in... I don't know where it's in. And I know it's in Michigan. Lansing? Perhaps? You have to look on her site. But it's the 22nd through the 24th, and I will be giving a 3-hour masterclass on all about love. Soulmates, love potions, energy to attract, the whole 9 yards. So I hope you stop by and come to my class. All right. And menopausal women, don't forget, if you have a low libido, hit me over at thepassionzone.com so I can help you out. Now for the magical item of the week, we have a sunstone this week, hence a stone. The energy it has is projective, planet of sun. The element it represents is fire. Magical powers is protection, energy, health, and sexual energy. There are at least 2 stones named sunstone. One is a form of translucent quartz that has a vaguely orange hue. This is an Oregon sunstone. Anciently, a form of feldspar that was imported from India was known by this name. In a sense, it resembles an orange opal with a fiery, multicolored flash. This is the only one used in past times in magic. In the Renaissance, this stone was frequently associated with the sun due to its sparkling orange-gold colors. It was set in gold and worn to bring influences of the sun into the magician. Symbolically, sunstone is linked with moonstone. Magical uses. Sunstone, like most sparkling reflective stones, is protective. Place one in the home before a white candle to spread protective energies through the home. A stone placed in a bag of healing herbs strengthens their energies. The sunstone is also carried or worn to lend extra physical energy to the body during times of stress or ill health. If worn near the sexual region, it stimulates sexual arousal and increases sexual energy. There you go. So sunstone, if you don't have any, pick up yours today. Now let's go forward to the Oracle card overview of the week for March 4th, 2024. I am using the Sacred Destiny Oracle cards by Denise Lynn. If you would like to see a picture of the cards that I'm about to draw here, please hop over to this episode's post at outofbodyecstasy.com. All right. Doing a little shuffling. Let's pull 3 cards. And number 3. There we go. All right. So, for Monday and Tuesday, today and tomorrow, we have the card of opportunity. So, opportunities will crop up for each of us. It may be something that completely changes our life, or it could be something that just puts a smile on our face. So it could be something small, like getting your parking spot, or something large, like getting a job offer from somebody you never thought would ever be possible. So go out there and put your best foot forward Monday and Tuesday, and you just never know what kind of opportunities are going to show up for you. Then we have Wednesday and Thursday, and I have the Love card. And it's all about love. It's all about love for yourself. It's about love for other people. It's about love for your life and what you do. If love is eluding you in some area where you don't feel it should be eluding you at all, work a little bit more harder on it on Wednesday and Thursday, and you'll find that love will come to you much quicker. All right? And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have wisdom. And this is all about not really knowing our path, but trusting that everything will be working out for us. So in front of us, we might not know what's going on, but with faith, we'll have it that there's more going on than we can see, like in the background. So for Monday and Tuesday, opportunities, take opportunities there. Wednesday and Thursday, attract love to you in an area where you're not really feeling the love. So concentrate on that. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have wisdom. While the path might seem unclear to you, there are things going on in the background that you're not privy about. So you're moving forward faster than it would appear. All right? So that's wisdom. Now moving on up. There's my mouth. Let's go for the topic this week, which is developing intuition for everyday decisions. I love intuition. Some call it a mysterious inner voice that sometimes whispers, sometimes shouts, but usually intuition always has something important to say. So have you ever found yourself at a crossroads making decisions, not because of facts in front of you, but just because something inside just felt right? That's intuition at work. And guess what? It's not just a fluke. Today we'll explore how we get this powerful tool to help you navigate the everyday decisions that shape our lives. So let's get going and start tapping into a wisdom within. Intuition is like an internal compass, guiding us through life's many decisions without a map or clear instructions. It's that gut feeling, the instinctual response that often knows the answer before a conscious mind catches up. Remember the last time you met someone and immediately liked or disliked them? Or when you chose a path that seemed very illogical at the time but led you exactly where you needed to be? That's intuition in action. It's our subconscious drawing on a vast reservoir of experiences, emotions, memories, and energy, making connections faster than we can consciously comprehend. You might wonder, is intuition just a fancy term for guessing? No, not at all. Neuroscience shows us that intuition is a rapid-fire process happening in our brains, tapping into our past experiences, learned patterns, even our senses to make decisions. It also connects to the energy. Now, it's not mystical. It's a sophisticated form of intelligence that we all possess. Our brains are constantly processing information, much like of it below the surface of our awareness. When a decision feels intuitively right, it's often because our subconscious has detected a pattern or cue, so I'd say our souls, that our conscious mind hasn't yet realized. So let's bust a couple myths. First of all, intuition is always right. I would have to say, yes, it is. But some people might say, not quite. Our intuition is powerful, but it can also let us down sometimes. Why? Because we influence it with our bias, our fears, and desires, which means it can lead us astray if it's not tempered with reason and reflection. So think about this. You get an intuitive hit on something, and then all the doubts and bewares and the fears come strolling in, and it clouds our intuition. It clouds our sense, correct? And another myth, some people aren't just intuitive. Everyone's intuitive. Intuition is within all of us, and it can be developed. So developing intuitive skills, well, you can use meditation and mindfulness. Now, these practices are like quieting the chatter in a crowded room so you can hear a friend's whisper. They help us slow down and tune into our inner voice, distinguishing between the noise of everyday stress and the sound of our intuition. Try starting for just 5 minutes of quiet, focused breathing each day and observe the subtle shifts in your awareness. Journaling is another powerful tool for connecting the dots in hindsight. By recording instances where you followed your intuition, and the outcome, you'll start to notice these patterns. These insights can build trust in your intuitive feel and encourage you to heed them in more in the future. Pay attention to your body. Our bodies often pick up on intuitive signals before our minds do. A flutter in your stomach, a chill down your spine, these physical sensations are cues from our intuition. Learning to listen and interpret these signs can guide you toward or away from people, places, and decisions. Asking for signs. If you're facing a tough decision, try asking the powers that be for a sign. It might sound a little bit out there, but I'm telling you, it works. It can help clarify your desires and fears, and be open to how the signs present themselves. They're often subtle, yet profound. And it's 70 degrees here in Ohio, so I apologize to everybody. My windows are open. And how to apply intuition to everyday decisions. Intuition can play a role in every aspect of our lives, from the mundane to the monumental. It might guide you to choose one brand over another at the grocery store, sense when a loved one is in need, or even make career-changing decisions. The key is to start small. Practice listening to your intuition on the little things. The more you tune in and trust the instincts, the more confident you'll become in applying them to bigger decisions. It's really not about choosing intuition over logic, right? But about marrying the two together and to navigate our lives with wisdom and insight. Developing our intuitive sense is both an art and a science, requiring patience, practice, and an openness to learn from our experiences. I want to thank you for joining me here at Ask Ally today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I always strive to give you an aha moment and give you some information so you can go explore on your own. If you liked what you heard, please take a moment to rate and review the episode. The more people who listen equals the more people I can help have their aha moments. And speaking of helping others, remember to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Wisdom for even more tips, tricks, and inspiration. And last, but certainly not least, if no one's told you today, let me be the first to say it. You are fabulous. Take care of yourself and have a magical week. I'll catch you next time.